Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 312, Reasonings for Instrumental Music Examined, Part 3. Where believers wish to please God, the question of whether to use instruments of music in Christian worship receives serious consideration. Although mechanical instruments of music, organs, pianos, and the like, have long been a part of traditional religious worship, Christians wish to know if their use is pleasing to God or if their use is pleasing only to men. This is part 3 of a series of 4 related studies. Each study examines a separate reasoning or argument why instruments of music might be permissible in Christian worship. We wish to find scriptural grounds for accepting or rejecting each reason. This lesson examines the argument which claims instruments of music are required in Christian worship because the Greek verb psalo, translated in the New Testament as sing, really means to sing with accompaniment of mechanical instruments of music. Most Greek language lexicons do indeed show that the Greek verb psalo means to sing with accompaniment. These same lexicons also show the same verb to mean to twang a bowstring, or to snap a carpenter's line, and to pluck a hair. The bulk of Greek lexicons in use today, however, show psalo, when used in the New Testament, means to sing. Thus, our translations of the New Testament use sing, never sing and play. Now, let us examine several reasons why this is true. Active languages change with time. Words change their meaning, and the way words are used change. Words often have several different meanings, and we can tell which meaning is intended only by seeing how the word is used. This is true of modern English as surely as it was true of ancient languages, including the Greek, in which the New Testament was written. Consider, for example, the English word gay. Until only a few years ago, the meaning of the sentence, "It was a happy, gay party," was clearly evident. It referred to a happy, light-hearted party. Now we cannot interpret this sentence without further assistance from the context. Today we must ask if referral is to a happy, light-hearted party or to a gathering of homosexuals. This new meaning, which obscures the older meaning, is in wide use and dictionaries now listed along with the older meanings. Thus, the worth of the word is diminished and clarity cannot be obtained without further explanation. The meanings of words vary both with application and with geography. Consider how sack may mean bag or whistle upon use, but one meaning of sack is obscure in the South where poke is preferred. It is because words change with time, locality, and application that the Greek lexicons show multiple meanings for psalo. The Greek lexicons, which are considered as reputable by modern Bible scholars, generally distinguish between developmental stages of a language and show the meanings of the word in question when used in a certain way during a particular period of history. Most of these lexicons show psalo to mean to sing a hymn, to celebrate the praise of God in song, or to chant. In none of these is the use of an instrument of music inferred except as indicated by the translation of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, that of singing with the accompaniment of the human heart or spirit. In this case, the heart is the instrument. Although a few of the better lexicons fail to show a particular New Testament meaning, or a very few of them may indicate that psalo means to sing and play a mechanical instrument, history shows that the practice of the New Testament church excluded mechanical instruments of music. This historical fact cannot be denied, and it supports the conclusion of the many lexicons that psalo means to sing or to chant. These are the reasons why our New Testament translations command singing, And these are the reasons why the Lord's people today sing, accompanied only by the melody of their hearts. Thank you for your call.